what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Air Talk on KPECC. I'm Larry Mantle. Thank you so much for your generous support during this budget year-end June member drive. Joining us now is KPECC and LAist health reporter Jackie Fortier, who continues along with Dr. Dean Blumberg, UC Davis Children's Hospital. Jackie, very good morning to you. I know you've been closely following what's going to happen next week on June 15th with the state essentially reopening. What is this going to mean for indoor public places?
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Larry. So next week on June 15th, California is going to roll back most of its coronavirus rules, including the public mask mandate. But what's going to happen in workplaces is still a little squishy. So we had a marathon meeting last week of Cal-OSHA, which is the state's workplace safety board, and they voted to relax some of the emergency workplace rules that have been in place since last fall. And you've seen them. You know, people have to keep a mask on and as the default, you know, in most situations, and maintain physical distancing. So they voted on rules last week, which would mean that workers can remove masks if everyone in the room is fully vaccinated and doesn't have COVID-19 symptoms. And the employer must have documented proof of the vaccination. And masks would be required for all employees if anyone in the room is not fully vaccinated. So in reality, at a restaurant, a patron could go in unmasked, but the server would have to be masked because businesses wouldn't be able to suss out, really, unless they asked them, if customers were vaccinated or not. However, now there's been fierce pushback from the business community, and this is where it gets really confusing. The regulations are now up in the air. So there's going to be an emergency workplace safety board meeting tonight. They may reconsider those June 15th rules. So employers are really kind of stuck in a tight place right now. We don't really know what the rules are going to be.
Well, one of the things that I saw, I think I read this, our friends at CalMatters, one of their pieces, is many of the business leaders are concerned this is going to be a further hit to hiring because there are going to be some people resistant to coming back if they're going to have to wear a mask all day at work. I met some of those folks just anecdotally. So they're trying to, you know, get the governor to overrule Cal-OSHA for that. But, you know, the governor's in a difficult spot, Jackie.
Yeah. So the governor has the power to issue an executive order and overrule these emergency coronavirus rules. Now, keep in mind, these are emergency rules. They wouldn't go on forever. They're only because, of the extraordinary circumstances of the pandemic. The Cal-OSHA board hasn't issued permanent, coronavirus rules. But you're right. Business owners and large advocates for businesses have been pushing really hard against these rules. And one of the things that they really, really don't like is a change on July 31st. So on July 31st, under the rules that are in place as of right now at 10:30 in the morning, if a workplace has unvaccinated employees, an employer would have a choice. They'd have to require everyone to be masked and physically distanced, or require unvaccinated employees to wear a respirator, like an N95, and others to wear at least a cloth face covering. So somebody who's unvaccinated could wear an N95 if they wanted to. That would have to be provided by the employer. And that received huge pushback in the Cal-OSHA meetings that I was on. Numerous businesses said that they did not want to supply respirators like N95s to their workers. They said it was too expensive, and they didn't want to do it. Now, meanwhile, worker advocates say that the masking rules are necessary to protect unvaccinated workers because, people are still getting vaccinated, especially in low-income areas where much less than half of the people have gotten gotten a shot. So that's those their concerns.
Let me bring Dr. Blumberg back into the conversation, because those N95 respirators, as I recall, Dr. Blumberg, need to be properly fitted. And would employers be in a position of overseeing for their unvaccinated staff the proper fitting of those? And secondarily, is it realistic for people, for example, in a hot kitchen to wear that all day?
Yeah, so the masks theoretically should be fitted to make sure that they work properly. And so for healthcare workers, they are fitted. But many hospitals are supplying the N95s to visitors, for example, if they're visiting a patient with COVID infection to protect them. And they're doing that without them being officially fit, figuring that it probably works better than the regular surgical mask and certainly does no worse. So there is a precedent for using the masks without having people properly fit for that. Then the feasibility issue comes up, which is, you know, as you said, in a hot or humid kitchen, it would be very uncomfortable to be wearing a mask, especially the N95s really do get quite warm underneath them. So that might be very uncomfortable. So we're really in uncharted territory as we try to navigate the new reality.
All right. Dr. Dean Blumberg, professor of medicine, UC Davis Children's Hospital, chief of pediatric infectious diseases. We're also talking with KPECC's healthcare reporter, Jackie Fortier. Jackie also writes on our LAist site as well, has all kinds of great resources for you there throughout the course of the reporting that she's done. That's at LAist.com. I'd like to hear from you if you have a business, what you're grappling with, what you ideally would like to see in the way of regulations for the type of work you're in, 866-893-KPECC. If you're an employee and you have particular concerns about wearing a mask or not, or being in a space with people who are unvaccinated, share with us what the things are you're going to be weighing. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org, to share your thoughts on this. Jackie, what's going to be happening for other indoor locations? For example, you know, smaller spaces like movie theaters and the like. Will masking still be required as it is now or not?
Well, I just want to clear up one thing. Healthcare facilities are under different rules. So none of the rules that we talked about would have any significance on healthcare facilities. Masks would still be required. And then also under the rules, there wouldn't be a requirement that anyone wear an N95 mask. An unvaccinated employee would just be given that option. So just keep that in mind. You wouldn't, these rules wouldn't be forcing anyone to wear an N95 mask. You asked about movie theaters. In movie theaters, it depends. It's up to the business whether or not they're going to ask patrons to wear a mask or not. But my understanding is that as a customer, you wouldn't have to wear a mask in those situations if everyone is vaccinated. For an employee, they would have to wear a mask unless vaccination status was proven.
Okay. And for those smaller indoor gatherings, there isn't the requirement, right, for proof of vaccination for the patrons of a smaller establishment?
Yes, correct.
All right. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. And Jackie, another issue for the employers is if they're going to have more stringent requirements than what the health department requires, they run the risk of having negative encounters with their customers, right?
Yeah, they certainly do. I mean, it's not like that's a new phenomenon. This, you know, would potentially require people who, you know, get paid minimum wage having to enforce masking requirements. But it would be at the discretion of the business. So, you know, many large businesses are not requiring people past June 15th to wear masks. And by people, I mean customers. But what we really don't know right now is, of course, whether or not employees will have to wear those masks.
And to me, it would just be more challenging for a business, as hard as it's been to enforce it when it's a public health mandate, when the customer knows it's the business that's enforcing it, that it's their choice, not that it's mandated by a public health requirement. It just seems to me that that makes it even more difficult for the business operator and employees to deal with that. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Let's talk with James joining us from La Puente. You're on AirTalk.
So I actually work for a federal agency, and the federal government dropped the mask mandate with the CDC. But my line of work requires that I do audits and investigations and things like that in private businesses. In various counties and sometimes even various states, but for the most part, we're across various counties in California, and different counties have different rules, different businesses have different rules, and we have the federal rules that told us that if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Frankly, it became a hodgepodge of rules that we kind of just, you know, walk around trying to figure out, do we follow the CDC guidelines, which are intended for everybody, but really also federal employees are supposed to follow them, or do we follow county and state? And on top of it, in federal buildings, we're not required to wear it, even in California. So when I go into a federal building, I don't have to wear a mask, but when I go into a private business, I have to wear a mask. And so it just became, yeah. You know, it's on your screener. If you think it's a mess, you know, trying to be in a regular business here, try doing what I do, where you have to figure out what each, you know.
Well, then, James, you're giving us a preview of what it might be like for many more people come June 15th. And our Jackie Fortier is going to be continuing to follow this up to and past, of course, the June 15th reopening of most businesses and removal of most of these special rules for COVID-19. You'll hear her here on KPCC and read her on LAS. Dr. Blumberg, thank you as well for being with us here on Air Talk this morning. We continue with your calls on how you're planning to operate your business come June 15th. And if you're an employee who's waiting to decide whether you go back or not, what is it that you're weighing? What are your concerns? What do you want to see in your workplace when you go back to it? We're at 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Paul writes on the page, it's frustrating what Cal OSHA's done. If the CDC says it's okay to be without a mask if you're vaccinated, why doesn't California follow the science? If you haven't gotten your first vaccine shot, that's on you. This is why many people are resentful of public health officials. At what point does California move on? If someone doesn't want to get vaccinated, that's on them. That's Paul writing on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. 866-888-5722, kpecc.org. Again, very important that we hear from business owners. What are your plans come June 15th, given what you understand the rules to be at this point and what's still in flux? If you're an employee, I want to hear from you your thoughts about what you think is necessary to keep your workplace safe or to make it safer than it is. And if you're someone who's been sidelined, you're looking to go back to work, but you're weighing that, I want to hear what's on your mind about it, what you would want to see from a safety standpoint. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Jackie Fortier, who I was just talking about, KPECC and LAist health reporter, continues with me. So, Jackie, what do we expect in the way of some sort of announcement from the governor about what the rules are going to be? Because we're 2 weeks away. Or a week away, excuse me, 1 week away.
Yeah, we're actually less than a week away. June 15th is next Tuesday. I mean, the governor, again, he does have that power to overrule the Cal OSHA emergency rules with an executive order. But he has said through a spokesperson that he's, quote, hopeful that the board will further revise its guidelines. It's guidance. It says guidance, but really they're rules to reflect the latest science. There's a couple things I want to clear up, though, real quick. The CDC guidance on masking is really just guidance. The CDC is not a rule-making agency. And also, when they announced that, they said that you know, states and local health officials could put in more stringent mask requirements if they wanted to. So again, those are really kind of guidelines from the CDC, but the Cal/OSHA rules, they have to, workplaces have to follow, employers have to follow. Those are true rules. And if they don't, you know, they can get fined and they can get in trouble with the state.
Trader Joe's ended up on the other side of this, of course, because their executive saw the CDC guidance and then removed the mask mandate for customers at Trader Joe's.
Yes, they did. They should listen more to KPCC because that's not exactly what happened.
Well, they found out the next morning. So,
yeah. And I mean, that's another actual that's another part that's still kind of up in the air. I mean, as it stands right now, local health officials, you know, from county to county could issue their own stricter mask guidelines. LA County Health Department has said that they won't. But that doesn't mean other counties wouldn't do the same. I mean, we're seeing cases increase in a lot of Northern California counties. They could continue, a mask mandate in public spaces. So it could create another patchwork of rules. And, you know, we've had a lot of problems with patchwork rules throughout the pandemic.
Well, in my understanding, in a short time I was in Northern California a few weeks ago, even though there was a mask mandate, there were a lot of people who were not masking. Many of the areas that have low compliance with vaccination are also areas where there's a lot of people who are not complying with the mask rules. I think Paul's point on the page is an interesting one because he's saying, even though the CDC isn't setting rules, that its guidance presumably is based on scientific evidence. And so the question is then, what is the scientific evidence that the state or local health departments are following if they're doing a more stringent rule?
Yeah. And it's interesting because the rules that we've been talking about that have been so controversial and have gotten all this pushback were actually, we were told by staff at the Cal/OSHA during the board meeting that CDPH, which is the state health department, had looked over the rules and endorsed them. So this wasn't done, this was done with the opinion of CDPH taken into account. The emergency meeting that's going to happen tonight, board members will hear from the state health department about the rules. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, most definitely. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. I'd like to hear from you if you're looking at going back to work, what you want to see if you are employed in the way of rules, or if you are a business operator, also to hear your thoughts about what you want to see come June 15th. The whole issue also about the requirement on employers and the N95 requirement and the like also has to do with enforcement, Jackie. And so how would the state or local health departments enforce whatever rules are in place starting next week?
Well, yeah, that's an excellent question. We've been trying to find that out. It depends on what the business is. So health departments, of course, have jurisdiction over, restaurants and really anything serving food or drink. So it sounds like, the local health department, whatever county you're in, would be enforcing those rules as they do with a lot of Cal/OSHA rules. But outside of that, I mean, if you're in any other workplace, if you're out picking fruit in the fields, or if you're in a business inside in an office, who is going to enforce those? Probably a Cal/OSHA inspector, but I don't know how many Cal/OSHA inspectors they have.
Yeah, and there may be employees who would be dropping a dime, so to speak, and lodging a complaint against their employers. But of course, that comes with potential negative repercussions for them. So they might be
doing that. You can anonymously report a business as a patron or as an employee. You can either do that with the LA County Health Department, or you can also do that with Cal/OSHA. So you shouldn't fear reprisal.
All right. And then that could trigger an investigation with that report. KPECC's Jackie Fortier, health reporter for KPECC and LAist, joining us to talk about what's happening next Tuesday when the color-coded tier goes away and we end up without most of the restrictions that we currently have. The question is, what restrictions will continue from June 15th on, and what is that going to mean for different businesses? Jackie, as you know, one of the big issues right now, and anyone who's eaten out recently sees this, is businesses are really struggling getting enough people to come back to work. And how much of that, from the conversation at the Cal OSHA meeting, was an underlying factor here?
I mean, really, at the Cal OSHA meeting, the business advocates were pushing the most against having to provide an N95 mask for unvaccinated workers who would choose to wear it. That didn't really come up. Like, needing workers, that wasn't really something that they brought up to the board very often. They did in the letter that they sent to Governor Newsom, but that was not something in the hours and hours of public testimony. That wasn't something that they brought up.
Interesting. Jackie, thank you so much. We'll look forward to your reporting on this next step in the process. And of course, I know you're going to be all over what's going on starting next Tuesday, June 15th, with the reopening as well. Thank you.
Thanks.
You can read her work at LAist.com and, of course, hear her regularly here on KPECC. You're listening to Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Coming up in our next hour, we'll talk about the scheduled early release of tens of thousands of inmates in California prisons. We'll talk about how a higher credit for good behavior will allow that to happen. We have a number of guests lined up for that conversation.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.